אולייטי, בסייעתא דשמיא, חודש טוב ומבורך. חודש טבת, למדת טבת. 7th day of Chanukah today, tonight is Zot Chanukah. A lot of big things happening. The rabbis teach, the Ben Ish Chai speaks about this, that Rosh Chodesh Tevet is the Yilula of Rabbi Meir Balanes. The one that the world celebrates, right, is just to bring it closer to Lag BaOmer and that time. But really, the Ben Ish Chai says that this was his Yilula, and it was also Avraham Avinu. Tikaber b'seva tova. They say tikaber b'seva tova is Rashi Tevot Tevet. He was buried in a ripe old age, a good old age, Avram. It's in Tevet. So it's like a custom to light a candle for Rabbi Meir, and to light a candle for Avram Avinu today. Rosh Chodesh Tevet. Tevet is a month of bitul, month of giving in to Hashem. Zat Hashem. We're going to start after Chanukah a course on bitul to be able to understand these stories a little bit more. And today we're going to learn about Zot Chanukah. Tonight is the completion, the culmination of Chanukah, the eighth day. We want to understand a little bit more what's going on in this day. It's known the great importance of the eighth day of Chanukah, and we call it Zot Chanukah. This is Chanukah. But a lot of Jews don't understand at all why does Zot Chanukah get its own day? What's it any different than any other day of Chanukah? What's the special light that comes down on this day from the rest of the days of Chanukah? And what's the work that we're meant to do on a day like this? There's a few different ideas in Zot Chanukah, and they're all rooted in one. But we have to understand them, Ezat Hashem. First things first is Chanukah. We read the Torah every day. And we read, what are we reading? Parashat Naso. The offerings, the korbanot, of the Nisi'im, of the leaders of the tribes. And they're both talking about Chanukat HaMizbeach, right? Chanukah is about re-inaugurating the temple. And then it was the inauguration of the Mishkan. All of this, why are we reading that specifically? In order to arouse the light that was in the time of Akamat HaMishkan, the erection of the Mishkan, and the dedication and inauguration of the Mizbeach in the temple. But Chanukah is 8 days long, and there are how many tribes?
12
tribes. So if we're reading one tribe a day, how does 12 fit into 8? Every day we read one. So on the 8th day, we're meant to read the 8th tribe. And then you would be lacking the other 4 that come after that. Therefore, on the 8th day, we read not only the 8th tribe, we also read all of the rest that are left over. And the Torah even summarizes all of it again. So you have the 8th, the other 4, And a summary of all of it. So everybody with a little bit of dot, a little bit of consciousness, will know that obviously this is not for nothing, right? There's no coincidences, and it's not stum. There's no choice, so we must complete it all. There's 12 tribes, there's only 8 days, so let's just pack it all on the last day. Yeah, you could have made it a different way, a different division. So there has to be an idea here. The Torah is Torah Temet, it's a true Torah, and everything has intention, everything is exactly precise to how it needs to be. And nothing is done stam. Nothing at all is just coincidence when it comes to the Torah. From within the Torah reading, there's lights that start to glimmer and shine outside. And that's the secret, that on the 8th day, there's a special power. The 8th day, not only is it like the rest of the days that it's talking about a tribal offering and that it's one of the days of Chanukah, there's a special, unique power that it includes inside of it all of Chanukah. All of Chanukah and all of the tribes are included inside the eighth day. There's a certain kehilot that on the eighth day, Kohen, Levi, and Israel all read the eighth tribe, and the Shlishi, the Israeli, right? He completes everything. He completes the whole entire repetition. According to this minag, then there is a correspondence to the number of the holiday and the number of the tribe. And it's a wonder. Because there's 12 tribes. And how could it be that the days actually align? How could it be? But what we just explained right now shows you that the truth is that the days are in correspondence to the tribes, and the eighth is in correspondence with the eighth, but there's a special, unique power on the eighth day that not only is it the eighth day, it also includes all of the rest. Again, we're starting to build this up to understand what is different about this eighth day. So yes, it is one day like everything, like every other of the 8 days of Hanukkah. And it also has another additional level that it's able to include much more into it. Not only does it include everything that's left over, the other four tribes that we didn't read, it also includes everything before. That's the sikum, the summary that the Torah gives. It starts again from the beginning. So it's not just here and let's try to fit in what we have left over. No, the eighth day includes everything inside of it. The second source for this being a special, unique day is it's known that in the bracha of Asher Kedisha Mesotav Yitzvenu Ladnik Ner Chanukah, there are 13 words, right? 13 words in that bracha. And there's also, they all align with 13 attributes of mercy. And so too, each day of Chanukah aligns with the 13 attributes of mercy. And obviously, we're getting to the same question again. How could it be that 8 aligns with 13? It doesn't. 8 is 8 and 13 is 13. 13 is bigger. Same thing. Every single day, we arouse one of the Yud Gimel Mitot HaRachamim, one of the 13 attributes of mercy, and we have intention on it when we say Hashem's name in the first bracha. And on the eighth day, we arouse the eighth midah, which is Notzer Chesed. Hashem is holding, guarding the Chesed, and we have intention that this midah connects with the 13th midah, which is Vinakeh. Right, so tonight when you light, it's Baruch Ata Hashem. Say Hashem, Od, Shavuot, and it's also Notzer Chesed, and that Notzer Chesed connects with the 13th Midah, which is Vinakeh. Together, you draw down all of the other Midot that are left over: La Alafim, Nose Avon, Vafesha, Vehata'ah. Those are four, right? So, like in the reading of the Torah, we have 8 and then 4 left over. So now we have 8 and 5 left over. But really, it's not 5 left over because we do the 8th connected to the 13th, and then you have the 4 of 9, 10, 11, 12 that you want to draw down. So according to the Arizal, everything's included in the 8th. All 13 attributes of mercy are brought down in the 8th. And even though in the tribes there's no 13th tribe, technically there's the summary that repeats everything. So you see, not only is there 13 attributes, technically there's, so to say, 13 tribes. And there is really 13 tribes because Yosef gets split into Menashe and into Ephraim. But we don't read 13 tribes. We only read 12. Third idea of why is Zot Chanukah so important. The holy books explain that Zot Chanukah has a connection to the Yamim and Noraim, to the holidays of Tishrei and Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and it's the completion of the Chitum. So now we're going to go over, we're going to stop here. He brings the source here, and then we're going to go into another sources. It says in the Zohar Kadosh, Az hiranenu atze ya'ar. Then the trees of the forest will be joyful and dancing. That's Rosh Hashanah. Because the word Az is Aleph, Rosh, or the first, the Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month. And Zayin is the seventh. Seventh month is Tishrei. Aleph, Zayin, first of the seventh, is Rosh Hashanah. And on that day, Yiranenu kol atzei yar, lifnei Hashem kiva lishvot ta'aretz. All of the trees are excited. Why? Because Hashem's coming to judge the land. Az is also a hint to Chanukah, because Az is 1 plus 7, 8. 8 days of Chanukah. And this is to show you that there is a connection between these things. And not only that, the Vilna Gaon, Eliyahu of Vilna, says that the 8 days of full Hallel that we say on Chanukah are aligned with the 8 Torah prescribed holidays, Yamim Tovim, that we don't say complete Hallel on them. What are they? 6 last days of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. 8 days that we don't say Hallel, and they're Torah holidays. So the Hallel of Chanukah, what is it then? It's in correspondence to Zot Chanukah, sorry, it's a correspondence to Yom Kippurim. So the Hallel of Zot Chanukah, you're tapping back in to Yom Kippur. We're going to stop now and go into a beautiful little kuntres that our dear friend Rav Moshe Yidu let us borrow for Chanukah. This is from Rav Kluger, Avram Tzvi Kluger. And there's a bunch of ma'amarim in here connected to Chanukah. There is over 29 essays in here, discourses on Chanukah. And I wanted to find something connected to Zot Chanukah, and this is connected to the idea we're learning right now. This is the 18th ma'amar Yudchet Chai, the connection between Chanukah and Shmini Atzeret. So I'm going to go through a little bit quicker because we're already in a malach, right? And the words here repeat themselves. But essentially, we have to understand what is the definition of this holy day that we're coming into? Every single day has its special, unique energy, right? And in the Shulchan Aruch, they tell us in Orach Chaim, in Siman Taf Kaf Het, 428. In Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, there's a Siman there that tells us how we understand what are all the holidays. It goes by Atbash, Gardak, Hatzvaf. Those are all letters that are aligned. What is it? The first day of Pesach will always be Tisha B'Av. Right? And it continues and goes on. He goes on and explains all the ones. And in the end, it says, Le'olam, B'yom Shi'eh Purim, Yeh Lag B'Omer. No matter what, whatever day Purim is, Lag B'Omer will be the same day. Meaning Purim is on a Tuesday, Lag B'Omer is going to be on a Tuesday. What's the sign? Peleg. And whatever day Chanukah will be, that's the day Atzeret will be. Atzeret, Shavuot. Also, it's all Arei lecha shechag haChanukah, Chag haChanukah, Meshach Shaycha leShmini Atzeret. It's always connected to Shmini Atzeret. Sorry, I said Shavuot, I meant Shmini Atzeret. The holiday after Sukkot. V'ukim shechelav. So if Chanukah is always going to be on the same day of Atzeret, so then you see that it's kind of a continuation of what was then. That when we establish the holidays, this halakha that's teaching us in the Shulchan Aruch, when are the holidays established, it's not just telling us what day it will start on. It's telling you that there's a connection, an interconnection between these two holidays that start on the same day. Many holy books talk about this as well. Kedushat Levi talks about this more. And the whole idea of Chanukah and the words of the Midrash and the idea of Shmini Atzeret, what's the idea of Shmini Atzeret? After Sukkot, during Sukkot, we offer 70 bulls to elevate the 70 nations. We have the water libation. We have the wine libation. We have so many offerings, and we're trying Sukkot, we're trying to elevate the whole entire world back to the Creator. And after all of that work, we have a holiday, a separate holiday. It's not called Sukkot, it's called Shmini Atzeret. And Hashem comes and says, so to say, the Midrash says, Kasheh alai pridatchem, it's hard for me to separate from you guys, Am Yisrael. Hashem says, I don't want you guys to leave so fast. 7 days in the Beit HaMikdash, elevating the whole entire world. Can we have one more day alone, just the two of us? All of Am Yisrael and Hashem. Cheder Yichud, the most intense one-on-one. After everything we've done for the whole entire world, can we step inside Kodesh HaKodeshim, into the Cheder Yichud? The person gets married, right? After the wedding, after the chuppah, they go alone in a room by themselves with their wife. Only when a man and a woman are left alone, Does the yichud really, really, really start? The unity really start? So halacha that we also have to know, it's forbidden for men to be in a room alone with any woman that he could be with. Extremely important halacha that in our generation we see how much wisdom David HaMelech had 3,000 years ago to institute a halacha like this, that men and women should not be alone together. It's extremely important, extremely important. Why? Because yichud, unification, is a real thing, and it's not something to be played with. It's very intense. So Shmini Atzeret is the day of yichud that we have with Hashem. After all the work of elevating the world, Hashem says, one more day, just the two of us? Can we just stay together? Yoma de Malka bil Hodoi, a day of the king alone. Just Am Yisrael and the king. Chedvat Adilei b'Yisrael. What is the joy of Hashem? Am Yisrael. Hashem wants to be with us. And this is what the Arizal says, that Yom HaKippurim and Shmini Atzeret is the same idea. Just Yom Kippur is on the Pnimiyut and Shmini Atzeret is on the Chitzoniyut. Yom Kippur, what happens? The Kohen goes inside Kodesh Kodeshim by himself, one person that represents all of Am Yisrael, and he makes the Yichud by himself. Shmini Atzeret, it's all of Am Yisrael, and that's why it's external, so to say. It's the multitudes of Am Yisrael, not just the one Kohen, the holiest person in the room. Everybody in Am Yisrael together with Hashem. So once we crown Hashem on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, we receive a itahuta de le'ela, an arousal from up above, in a way of Kodesh Kodeshim. We're able to go inside the holiest of holies. And this is the idea of the signing, the chatima, the seal. And afterwards on Hoshana Rabbah, then all of the letters are written. And on Hoshana Rabbah, on the day, all of them are sent out. Right? Your din, whatever your judgment was. Meaning between Yom Kippur and Shmini Atzeret, Am Yisrael is dealing with the chotam, the seal of holiness, and the brit, the covenant that we have between us and our Father in heaven. Chatima, a seal, a sign. Chatima is strength, right? That it's not able to be changed. This is sealed, signed, sealed, delivered, that's it, it's going out, you can't change it. And it's written in the holy books, Bnei Yisachar talks about this as well, in the Imrei Noam as well. It says, there's this unique aspect of Gmar Chitum B'Zot Chanukah. The end of the Chitum, the end of the signing, is done on Zot Chanukah. So from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeret, we're still in the Tikkun. Completion is now, tonight. Why? Because Chanukah, like we said before, is in a continuation of Atzeret. It's the same day. Whatever day that starts on, Chanukah will start on. So you see that it's connected. And there's a connection between Shmini Atzeret that is also the aspect of Yom Kippur, Kodesh Kodeshim. Right? Yom Kippur is Pnimiyut. Shmini Atzeret is Chitzoniyut. And now Chanukah is a continuation of that. And that's what Rabbi Nachman says in the second book of the Gittur Moran, in the seventh Torah. He says there that Chanukah belongs to Yom Kippur. Chanukah Shayach Le Yom Kippurim. You had a question?
Yeah. You said tonight, goes till sundown.
Tonight until tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's when it's
okay. The 8th day of Chanukah.
Okay.
And all of this is revealed on Chanukah by way of Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah. The rabbi said about that, Yishikenu min Yishikot Piu, to kiss me with kisses on the mouth. Knesset Yisrael, Am Yisrael says in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Arevim Alai Divrei Torah Tcha. The words
of your dod, of, so to say, your breast, right, are better than the wine of the Torah.
In Torah Shebal Peh, in the oral Torah, we get to Shlemut HaYichud, the completion of the Yichud, in a way that the Shekhinah is there present in front of us. In a way of neshikot piu, of kissing on the mouth. Pe'el pe'ed aberbo, mouth to mouth, I will speak to him. It's like a couple that's laying in bed, right? And they're talking to each other with their mouth. Mouth to mouth, they're talking. Another person could be in that room, they won't hear them. Right? It's that private. It's that intimate. So too, that's how we are with Hashem. And Hashem hears us, no one else can hear it. No one else can hear the conversation. And this is what's written in the holy books about Chanukah, that it's a continuation of Sukkot. Like Shavuot is a continuation of Pesach. That every single Yom, all the Yom Tov, all the holidays of Sukkot,
is in a way of Haviyani HaMelech HaHadarav. The king will bring me into his chambers. Right? We go into the sukkah, we sit inside the sukkah, that's the chamber of the king, which is the Yichud, the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the unification of Holy of Holies. And the completion of that is on Shmini Atzeret, like we said before, right? That now that all the nations have elevated their Av, all the work is done for the world, one more day, just you and us.
That's why the rabbis say on the day that Chanukah happens, so too will be the day of Atzeret. It says in the Mishnah in Bikurim, Michag ve'adra Chanukah, from Chag until Chanukah. It doesn't say from the Chag until the 25th of Kislev. From the Chag until Chanukah, showing you that the Chag is connected to Chanukah. It's not some date. This Chag and this Chag are connected. That's what the Sfat Emet says. And from this we'll understand why the Pach Shemen, why that jar of oil had to be sealed. What do we need a seal for? And why the seal of the Kohen Gadol? Any seal would have been okay. Why the Kohen Gadol? Right? They make such a big deal to tell us. One, that the jar was sealed. Two, it was signed by the Kohen Gadol. Because we already said it. We already said that the Kohen Gadol is an expression of the work of Yom Kippurim. Right? It's all about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And what was he doing on, what's the height of his work on Yom Kippur? Kodesh Kodeshim. The unity with Hashem in the most inner chambers. And that's why they say that they found a jar of oil signed by the Kohen Gadol, sealed by the Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur to Shmini Atzeret, we're dealing with the signature of Hashem and the signature of the judgment, and it started with the work of the Kohen Gadol inside Kodesh Kodeshim, and that was the internal side. Then we got to the external side of it in Shmini Atzeret, where one day left with all of them Yisrael and Hashem. And then on Chanukah, they found a jar of oil sealed, Chotam, sealing of the judgment, from the Kohen Gadol, and all the way back to Yom Kippur. I'm going to add more to this, that on Shmini Atzeret, Yichud HaShalem. After 70 bulls are offered, we make a complete Yichud with Hashem. Before, so to say, Hashem separates from Am Yisrael, He wants us to spend one more day, right? Banai, Bevakasha Mikem, Yikvui Mi Od Yom Echad. My sons, please, delay your travels. Wait one more day with me. Shmini Atzeret. So too, Chanukah is the last holiday that we had before our galut. Before we went into a long galut, Hashem had one more holiday with us. Let's rededicate the Beit HaMikdash. Let's have an 8-day party. Let's be together one more time with intense intimacy in Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the temple, before you go out to a galut of 2,000 years. One more day. And from the power of that one more day, that Yom Echad, we'll be able to receive all the light that we need to go inside the weekdays, to go inside this galut, this long galut. And the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh Kodeshim, his whole entire job was just to reveal the inner aspects of the soul of Israel, to reveal that every single Jew has a deep connection with Hashem Yitbarach, and in the depths of it, that we want to reveal Shmo, Mahuto, his name, his essence. That by way of calling a person his name, you wake them up, right? You get to the innermost parts of their neshama. So now, what's the root of the word neshama? Shemen. Nun shin mem. Shemen. Shemen is oil. So the root of the neshama is oil. And that could be shemen, and it could also be shem nun, the name of 50, of nun. That the Kohen Gadol was always revealing the names of the children of Israel, meaning the inner essence, that their names really were rooted in the 50 letters of the children of Israel that were engraved on the breastplate of the Kohen on his heart. Shem Nun, Shemen, oil. What's the oil? The name of 50. What's the name of 50? Reb Nachman talks about this as well in the second book of Likutei Moharan, in Torah 73. Ayin Gimel, he talks about the importance of doing tshuva. And reading Tehillim in order to do Tshuva. And that there's 49 letters in the names of the tribes of Israel. And there's 49 gates of Tshuva. And we have to arouse them by way of reading the Tehillim.
So to here we see the same idea. And this is the miracle that was done, that they found oil sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It says, "Kishem atov al rosh yored al zakan, zakan aharon shored al pi midotav, ketal chemon shored al harei tzion, ki sham tziva Hashem et ha-bracha chaim ad ha-olam." The pasuk says in Tehillim 133, like the good oil that comes down on the head, comes down by way of the beard of Aaron that came by way of his traits, his midot. The 13 attributes of mercy also are connected to the beard. Ketal Hermon, like the dew of the Hermon that comes down on the mountains of Zion, because that's where Hashem commanded the blessing for the rest of eternity. Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Arizal that in the place of the beard, the holy beard, Dikna Kedisha, not our beard, the holy supernal beard, that's the place of revelation of the 13 attributes of mercy. And underneath the beard of Aaron HaKohen is the Choshen, the breastplate. Alev Aaron, it's on the heart of Aaron. And that's where the names of Israel are written, on the Choshen Mishpat, on this breastplate. And by way of the Kohen Gadol, and the power of the oil, the revelation of the inner aspects of the hearts of Israel is able to come out. And from there, there's this light that the souls of Israel illuminate into the world, Be'or Nerot, with the light of the candles. By way of the Kohen Gadol, the inner aspects of the hearts of Israel is revealed, that even externally, it feels and it looks like they've fallen since 3 months ago, where we were in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and the levels we were understanding. It might look that we've fallen. Yisraelim rechokim legamrei me'avon. The truth is that internally, Am Yisrael has no relationship with sin at all. We are far away from sins. En avon shayach lehem klal klal lo. Sins have nothing to do with us at all, because we are so holy and we're rooted in such a holy place. So pure and so spiritual that we have nothing to do with the sins. Who said that? Reb Nachman. All of this is in the second part of Likutei Moran, in the seventh teaching. So Zat Hashem, that's what Rav Kluger had to say to connect these ideas of Zot Chanukah. And now we're going to get back inside the Biyam Darkecha. And Bezat Hashem, continue. Zot. Want to understand what is this word Zot? Why is this word Zot the one used? Why is Zot Chanukah able to include so much like we're talking about? The days that came before, all the way back to Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. The days that come after, all the tribes, all the 13 attributes. Zot is one of the nicknames for the Shekhinah. Zot is, so to say, how we say in English, this. Or that, right? This or that, same thing. But for feminine. So Zot is another way we call the Shekhinah. And this name shows a connection between what's up and what's down. Like it says in Keter Shem Tov, in the 126th teaching, on the word Zot, that you have intention, the Baal Shem Tov says like this, Yichaven lechaber et ha-madriga tachtona, shebemalchut, have intention to connect the lowest level, which is in the Malchut, which is the letter Taf, with Zayin, with the letter Zayin, which is the seven levels of the Malchut, El Ot Aleph, to the letter Aleph, meaning the highest place possible, that's Keter, which is called Pele. Pele means wonder, and when you spell Pele, it's the letter is Aleph. So the letter Aleph, that shows you, Alufo Shel Olam, Pele, the wonders, what is that? Hashem, way up above there. And the lowest level is Taf, the last letter, right? Every single letter has a special godly light that it reveals. Every single letter really is just revealing another level of the Ein Sof. The later the letter is in the Aleph Bet, the more concealed the Ein Sof is, the more constricted the light of the Ein Sof is. So the letter Taf, which is literally the last letter in the whole entire alphabet, expresses the highest levels of constrictions. This reality of this world is tough, right? Tough is 400 in Gematria, the 400 people that came with Esav, why 400? Right? This whole idea is all connected. The lowest revelation, what's called Malchut de Malchut de Asiya. Malchut de Malchut of Asiya. What's the hint to this in the Taf that you can see? If you look at the Taf, you have the left leg going out. The left leg takes a step out to show you that where did the chitzonim, where did the other forces of the world suck their energy from? From the last part of the insof. The most constriction, still insof though, then the foot goes out. That's where they get all their nursing ability from. So, Aleph is Alufo Shel Olam, Pele, Keter. Taf is 400 levels of constriction on that same light, the lowest reality that you find yourself in. And in the Zayin, the seven Sfirot of the Shekhinah are in the Zayin. So the Shekhinah receives from the letter Aleph, and she herself is called Zayin, and from that comes out all the Shefa to the letter Taf. So by way of the seven Sfirot of the Malchut, everything gets connected, even the letter Taf, to the Keter, which is the letter Aleph. And if we take these letters, Taf, right, the lowest letter, Zayin, which is the sphere of the Malchut, and Aleph, which is the Keter, you get Zot. Zot Chanukah. So Zot is a nickname for the ability of the Midah of Malchut to connect every single thing back together in unity and take it back up to its source, even the lowest things possible. Take it all back to the Keter. Keter is this root of all of the Sfirot, and it shows the revelation of the oneness, the complete oneness, the complete Shlemut of the Yichud, because there's three levels in the Yichud of Hashem. There's the first level, which is called Bina, right? That's called Ani, I. Because you feel yourself there. You feel yourself, you exist, you're thinking about God, you're yearning towards God. First level is Bina. You feel yourself as if you exist, but you understand that I don't have any importance or any ego or any presence, since I understand that everything, every single creature, everything that's ever been created is only existing by way of the light of Hashem. And none of it can exist separate. The second level is Chochmah. That's what's called Ein, right? And I don't feel myself. I'm so nullified to the reality of Hashem that the whole entire creation is nullified in my eyes. And I'm melting myself inside this godly light. And you see and you feel that all there is just godly light. Completely nullified, that's what's called Chochmah Bitul and Ein. And then there's the highest level possible, which is called Keter, which is Ani Ve'ain. Right? Bina was Ani, I. Chochmah is Ein, Keter is Ani Ve'ain. Me and not me. And there is no... Why is it called Ani Ve'ain? Because there's no contradiction on this level of Keter. Here I feel myself, and I feel the godly light, and I see that the whole world still can exist within that light. There's room within Keter for there to be multiplicity, for there to be differences of opinions, because I see that within the creation itself, there's godly light everywhere, and I don't see it as separate from Hashem's reality. All of the creatures, everything created, everything I experience in my life is a different way that Hashem chooses to reveal His light in the world. So on the level of Keter, nothing needs to be nullified. Everything can just be re-included inside the Creator. And all of the lower realities that we find is just another way that the higher supernal power of Hashem is revealed in this world. And everything is just, again, a vessel to reveal godliness. This is the level of the 13 attributes of mercy. That they arouse the Ratzon Elyon, the highest will, the highest desire possible, that there's nothing besides the Creator at all. There's nothing besides the Creator. Then everything that I experience in my reality and all of my actions are included inside that place. Therefore, if you do tshuva, by way of you doing tshuva, you're making a declaration that I don't want to be part of the klipa. I don't want to be part of the mistakes and the nonsense and the mistaken outlook of this world, that there's nature, the Greek way of thinking. I want to do tshuva, I want to come back to Hashem. Teshuv hei, to come back to Hashem. Right? In the beginning, you made a mistake when you were doing sins. You thought you could do whatever you want. You thought you have your own reality separate from Hashem. Now that you come into the truth and you understand that there's only Hashem, so then it must be that all I want is just to do His will. And I only want to find ways to cling to Hashem and to attach myself to Hashem and to be included inside Hashem, to melt into the reality of Hashem. And then all of the sins get cleaned up. All of your sins get atoned for. And then all of the opposing forces that are coming against you get pushed away. Because now you're showing that I am not separate from Hashem. That's not the truth. I can't do whatever I want. I'm coming back to Hashem. I understand that I can't do this alone. This is the power of the Shekhinah. The power of the Shekhinah is the revelation of Hashem here in this world, within the limitations, within the constrictions, within everything that expresses darkness and opposite of holiness. When we're able to nullify all of the concealments, all of the klipot, then specifically then that's when we reveal elokut, we reveal godliness. Ki hi manhiga et hatachtonim, the Shekhinah is what is leading us, is what's leading us through life. And it's always revealing that everything is just godly lights and godly revelations. And all of the tzimtzum is just, all this constriction is just a vessel to help us reveal the supernal light. This is the secret of Keter. That everything in this world is included back inside the holy lights of the desire of Hashem. Therefore, after all the lights of Chanukah, after 7 days of trying to see this in the world, 7 days of doing the Yichud HaNer, of nullifying my mind, my heart, and my body to Hashem, my actions to Hashem, all these times that I'm mamash working so hard every time I sit in front of the candles for 30 minutes to see that light inside the world, to see the light of Hashem inside the world, and not to see everything else that distracts me from that. After all of that, lighting the Shekhinah below 10 tefachim on the floor in the darkest time of the year, the coldest time, the longest nights, at the end of the month, at the end of the day, all the dark aspects, all of this world, after seeing Hashem's light being revealed in those places, now the completion of all 13 attributes of mercy, aka Keter, or revealed. By the way, the Chesed Abraham says that Tzfat has the 13 attributes of mercy revealed all year long. Whoever lives here says that whoever lives here gets these attributes. It's Zot Chanukah all year long in Tzfat. Mamash, you have to understand. So now, what's Zot Chanukah in Tzfat? Because now that the Shekhinah is acting, right, and it's doing this action called Zot. What does Zot mean? Zot means that it's able to create, to take the lower reality and connect it back up and include it back inside the highest levels. When that is happening in the world, the lowest parts are connecting to the highest parts in the root. So then automatically there's an arousal of the 13 attributes of mercy. And this is exactly the connection back to the holidays, the judgments of the holidays. If there's still any judgments on us, now that we've reached to a place where we're arousing up the 13 attributes of mercy, and we're telling Hashem, I'm not any separate from you. I'm not separate. I want to be you. Yes, I made mistakes. I did things because I thought, you know, there's pleasure in this world separate from Torah, mitzvot, and ma'asim tovim. But now in Zot Chanukah, I'm elevating everything up by way of the Shekhinah, and I'm showing how within whatever was decreed, whatever has been decreed since Shmini Atzeret, since Yom Kippur, since Rosh Hashanah, it's all godly. It's all Hashem's light. It's all just Hashem. There's nothing separate from Him. Enod milvado, and whoever merits to get this light, then automatically all of your judgments are removed. Automatically you sweeten everything up. Because anything that happens to you in your life, you just see the hand of Hashem. Then you don't have pain. You don't have concealment. And this is a known zgula that we have. That in time when you have pain, you think about Hashem's name and you think Enod Milvado, Yud Kevavke, Enod Milvado. Because then a person can't get overcome by all the negativity and all the hardships that they're going to. How in the world would you be afraid, just for an example, of a cop pulling you over and a ticket if you, as soon as you see those lights, you close your eyes and you say, Enod Milvado, thank you Hashem, it's all you Hashem. What power is that cop going to have on you? What power is that ticket going to have on you? If you're always in the Hashem's mindset, right? Like Rabbi Aaron Pereira said, I'm not afraid of dying. Who's afraid of anything in this world? Every day in my prayers, I kill myself 4 times. Skila, Srifa, Henik, Veherik, the four mitot, the four deaths of the Beit Din, capital punishments that we have in the Torah, every single day he does it. So who's afraid to die? Who's afraid of anything? It's the same idea here. It's the exact same idea here. The second that the truth is revealed, itparadu kol palei avin. All of the evil doers are removed, are separated. They can't be in a place where Hashem is. The second I take my mind, like the Baal Shem Tov says, you are where your mind is, okay. Let me put my mind with Hashem really quick when I see the world going crazy. Nothing can affect me. Nothing can affect me. This is the secret that the eighth day includes everything. This arousal of Notzer Chesed. Notzer Chesed is all about the bitul, that we nullify ourselves to the Creator. It's the root of Chochmah. And that connects with Vinakeh, which is the yearning that we have to Hashem, which is Bina. And when we have both of them together, then the completion of the rest of the Keter is revealed, and the Shechinah becomes Zot, right? That the Shechinah and her seven levels of Malchut, connected to Aleph, and connecting everything that's in Taf, the lower reality that we're experiencing, back up to the higher place. Everything connects. And then you have Noseh Avon, Vafesha, Vehata'ah. Because right now, everything comes back to the Creator, and we all recognize the godly light. And therefore, all of our sins, Hata'ah, all of our sins, Avon, right? Everything that we're dealing with now is nefachim l'schuyot. They get transmuted, transformed into merits. Ki mitgale ech bepnimiyut akol ein ela or Hashem dibarach. It's being revealed that internally everything is just the light of the Creator. Therefore, on this day, the eighth day, it includes everything that comes before it and afterwards. Whether we're talking about the Torah, reading of the tribes and their offerings, or we're talking about the 13 attributes of mercy. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeret, the first 7 days of Chanukah, the rest of the year that we're about to go into. And that's why we read everything on this day. And on this day, we have the menorah, the Chanukiah, on Shlemut, on completion. 9 lights, right? 8 in the Shamash. Not like the rest of the days where it's still lacking. It's still not a full Chanukiah. The menorah, the Chanukiah, is a hint to the Malchut, to the Shechinah Kedusha, the Holy Shechinah. And it's coming to show us that on this day, we're reaching the highest level that we can as creatures, as Hashem's creation down here in this world. That the Shechinah can take all of us up to the highest places of Keter and to include us back in there. So practically, what is the work of us that we have to do on this day? We have to connect to the light of Zot. Zot Chanukah. To the highest level of relation of Hashem's oneness in the creation, in a way of Keter, to understand that everything in this world is just a vessel to reveal godly lights. Then no matter what happens in my life, anything that happens to me, around me, it's all just the light of Hashem, and everything is for the good. Everything is for the ultimate good. And this is the light of Zot Chanukah. The completion of the light of Chanukah that causes the Malchut to include all of the creation and ascend it back up to its root, and then everything gets sweetened. All of the judgments, everything that seems hard, all of the ego, all of the pride, all of the opposite of holiness and oneness of Hashem gets sweetened, ameliorated, and lifted up. And from within that great light, the light of Keter, that is being brought down right now in every single finer detail of the whole entire creation. That light is a recognition that everything is just from the will of Hashem. Everything is the actions of Hashem. Everything is being done by way of Hashem. Everything is just a revelation of the light of Hashem. By way of that, I can go now and serve Hashem the whole entire year. No matter what Hashem decides to show me in my life. Good days, bad days, hard days, easy days, a lot of money, not a lot of money, good prayers, bad prayers. Zot. I'm going to apply myself, I'm going to put effort in to see the hand of Hashem and to see His light. Bezat Hashem. This is the idea of Zot Chanukah. To be able to download this and to go into it with the right mindset. Bezat Hashem Yitbarach. May we all be blessed. Zot Chanukah. To connect all of the lower levels of our life back to our God. If on Zot Chanukah, we can light the Chanukiah and see all of the candles lit, completion, that is a message to us that this world is also complete with the light of Hashem. Everything you experience in your world is from Hashem. Everything is a call from Hashem calling you to come back. Take your emotions, take your actions, take your mindset, include it back inside the light of Hashem. That's the secret of Zot Chanukah. The Aleph of Zot is Alufo Shel Olam, Hashem Itbarach, Keter, 13 attributes of mercy. The Tath is this low reality that we're experiencing, 400 levels of concealment. And the Zion is the 7 Sfirot of the Malchut. And together we bring everything back up to Keter. The whole entire world is included inside a place of the Achdut, of Yichud, of the oneness of Hashem. And from there, there is a release of 13 attributes of mercy that sweeten up all of the sins that you've done, all of the judgments that you might have on you. Everything gets cleaned up. Everything gets unified and elevated back to a place where it all starts to make sense. B'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach.